Welcome back to Warrior Goddess Wise. Today is day 4, and we're focusing on intuition. Our relationship with our intuition as a wise being is actually not about focusing on intuition. It's about focusing on making space for our intuition to arise. When we are dancing with intuition, if we try and grasp it and like hold it and say, okay, I need my intuition, we try to demand that our intuition comes online or hold on to, I know exactly what my intuition is telling me. We can easily get caught with confusing our old stories and beliefs with our intuition. And that grasping towards something is often what causes us to make mistakes or to confuse what is actually intuition, which is from versus something that's from a thought or a desire that we have. The wise way to connect to our intuition is to realize that we are a vessel, that we are a being that contains multitudes of emotions and thoughts, mental structures, stories, that we have a body, which is super important in relationship with all things, that we're not trying to get out of the body, we're actually trying to get into the body more fully, and that we also are connected to our energy body, and that in relationship to being this vessel, we are permeable for information to come through. And part of our work of connecting to our intuition is holding a container so that we're not permeable to just any information floating by, whether that's other people's thought forms or emotions, that we have a membrane. And the wisdom is understanding that we're responsible for our energy and that we can learn how to hold ourselves so that the information, the energy that is supportive and beneficial to us can come through that membrane, and anything that's not for us, that it slides off. Okay. And that's about intent. That's about saying, I am a sovereign whole being that has an energetic vibration, and I hold my energy and allow and invite what is beneficial to enter and hold what is not beneficial to just slide off. Having that energetic membrane and building that allows us then to get more empty on the inside, to get more still on the inside. And that is when intuition arises. My belief is that intuition bubbles up from the depths of our being. And the more still we get on the inside, the less story or striving or fixing that we have, the more that we can open to allow something else mysterious to arise. And also that there is a connection that we have to life, the flow of life. And so intuition is not just about what's arising from inside of us. It's also connecting to what we call silent knowledge. So silent knowledge is information that is all around us that is connected to the flow of life. And that silent knowledge means that we can tap into moving towards the future and seeing what are patterns and energy lines, that we can settle into listening deeply to the mystery. And there's a level of incredible patience that we don't get information, then we're immediately like, okay, now I have to take action on it. Just like, let this settle. Let me keep opening to what other information is here for me. So our invitation today in relationship with intuition is, it's mysterious. It comes from within us as we make space, and it also comes from the flow of energy around us, from silent knowledge, that we can tune into it, and that we want to remain patient to allow the information to settle so that we know what's ours to take action on and what is not ours to take action on. Because just because you get an intuitive hit on something or an insight doesn't mean it's yours to take action on. Sometimes it's just information and you can let it pass right on. I look forward to continuing this journey next day. Tomorrow, day 5, is stillness and steadiness. And we'll talk more about how to connect stillness and steadiness to our intuition and that silent knowing as well. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Blessings.